Good morning, and welcome to a first, I think, in our discussion of Shemitah. Instead of talking about what you can't do, we're going to talk about what you can do. I don't think we've done that yet. We did it very briefly. I gave that little before Chazara discussion, Balachas Hamutaros. That's about it. Reb Chaim, you look perplexed. Everything okay? You're muted, but... Yeah, no, I'm recording audio, like as we established. There's no value to posting 1 hour long Shemitah Shiurim on YouTube. The goal for this set of Shiurim is to examine and understand the rules regarding permitted field work and tree work during Shemitah. And I want to break this up into two overall sections, which will probably take us 2 weeks and a fraction. 0.99 is also a fraction. The first part being Malachos Hamutaros, acts that were not included in the rabbinic prohibitions listed in Moed Katan Gimel Lamed Aleph, as well as acts that are necessary in order to avoid pseida, to avoid loss, damage, and we'll talk about what kinds of damage for your field. That's your first category. Malachos Hamutaros and acts that avoid pseida, and you'll see why I grouped them together, obviously, in the course of the shiur. And then second, the Gemara talks about something called La'ok Me'ilana, acts that are involved in maintaining a tree. And we'll have to see whether that's the same thing as avoiding loss or whether that's something different, but it'll talk about a distinction between maintaining a tree and Avruya Ilana, improving the health of a tree. So that's something that's definitely not this week. As it is, we're going to do as best we can on the first part, the Malachos Hamutaros, and averting Pseida. So, this takes us to this Braisa in Moed Katan Gimel Lamed Aleph, and again, we did this somewhat before Chazara, but it was really just a rushed rushed trip. Now we're going to do it properly, I hope. Take a look at your sheet at source Aleph, the Braisa from Moed Katan Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there was discussing why it is that the Mishnah says you're allowed to water a Beis Hashlachin, a field that needs irrigation, during Shemitah. And as part of that conversation, we distinguished between toldos that are prohibited and toldos that are permitted. And so we had this Braisa. The Gemara asks, it's responding to a previous statement about there being no toldos other than the ones that we know from the Pesukim. Vatanya, I have a Braisa that says, the Torah says, Sad chalos is rav, acham chalos is mor, vayikrachav hei, parashas behar. You shall not plant your field. You shall not prune your vineyard. Ainli ala zeruah v'zimur. That only tells me about seeding. That only tells me about pruning. What about nikush idur kisuach, forms of weeding and hoeing and getting rid of the grasses that are growing wildly? So the Torah says, no, sad chalo, karma chalo. You're not allowed to do those things. Lo cho malacha shebisadcha, lo cho malacha shebikarmacha. I added in the words in brackets to be helpful. You're not allowed to engage in any work in your field, any work in your vineyard, so no weeding and no hoeing. And then the Braisa continued and asked, well, what about cutting back different kinds of vines and branches? And the answer was, no, no work in the field, no work in the vineyard. And then they said, well, what about fertilizing and smoking and doing all these other things for your trees? No work in the field, no work in the vineyard. And then, at the end of the Braisa, we said, Yachol, the part after the ellipsis. Yachol lo yikashkesh tachas azesim, lo yaader tachas hagefanim, lo yamalei nekoyim mayim, lo yaase ugios lagefanim. I might think that you're not allowed to hoe beneath the olives, to hoe beneath the grapevines. I might think you're not allowed to have arrangements that will enable watering in certain limited ways for your plants. I might think these are all off limits. Tamad lomer sad chalos is ra. Not the Torah says don't seed your field. Zriya bichlal haisa. Why did the Torah specify don't seed when we already know you're not allowed to work the field and grow things in general? Vlama yatsisa. Lahakish Aileha Lomar Loch Mazriam Yuchadas Yuchadas Avodashabasadavashavakarem, to say that planting seeds is unique in that it is work done in fields and vineyards, of kol shiavodashabasadavashavakarem, so to anything that is work in trees and fields. However, the hoeing beneath the olives and grapes is okay. The watering that we describe here is okay. End of Brisa. And the big question as you read that Brisa has to be, what sets that last category apart? Why is it that those things are called not work in the field and the vineyard, as opposed to everything that you mentioned earlier? Question is clear? We understand what's bothering us? Why is this category any different? Okay. So we get a whole bunch of different answers. We're going to look at how many different answers? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different answers. Yes, Reb Chaim, I've got 4 different answers. I don't know what you're doing because you're muted, but that's just fine. The first category is acts that have a broad function, meaning they affect the sadeh and they affect the kerem. They have application for both. And this is an interestingly literal approach. It is taken by Rashi. It is taken by Tosfos. If you take a look at source Beis, I brought you the Rashi. Af kol avodeshi besado v'kerem. And he says, kigon kol hani prati, like all these other ones that we prohibited, as opposed to kishkush idur and so on. She'einan bishnehen. They don't happen in both sada and kerem. If work is not in both sada and kerem, it doesn't come under the prohibition. Tosfos as well, in source Gimel, the ones that we prohibited apply in both. So in order for it to be prohibited, it has to have that kind of broad function. The Hamik Sheila, the Netziv, writing in the Sheiltos in Bahar, Kufyud Beis, Sivkatan Beis, notes that Rashi and Tosfos fit well with a manuscript of the Sheiltos that he has, which actually emphasizes both Sada v'Kerem. Unfortunately, it doesn't match our Sheiltos. But nonetheless, he also notes that the addition in the Sifra in Bahar, which I brought you in source Dalid, is actually Sheba'aretz v'Sheba'ilan. Instead of Sada and Kerem, it's land and tree. And as I noted last time in source Hay, Rav Re'ema Cohen of Otniel addresses this issue, but I'm not going into that discussion right now about alternate editions. The Netziv is very bothered by this. He has two problems. Problem number one that he has is, if you're telling me that a malacha is only usur in the event that it is Shebisada and Shebikarim, why is it that the Gemara said to me that you didn't need to mention losizmor, right? The Gemara says, I didn't need to mention losizmor, and I learned various things from the fact that the Torah went out of its way to do that. But you did need to mention losizmor. You needed to mention sada and kerem in order to teach that that we only include malachas that happen in both locations. So the Netziv offers an answer, and he says, well, maybe you could have said karmecha without saying tizmor. It could have just mentioned kerem. However, as I was thinking about this further, I realized the Netziv is only a question according to Abaye. Right? These malachos that we're talking about according to Abaye are the oraisas. So for Abaye, this is an issue. I can't hear you. What? These are all the rabbanans. The whole concept of avodah shebesada v'shebekarim being a limitation according to Rava is only the rabbanan. So therefore, you can't challenge me and say why the Torah did need to say this in order to teach me a derabanan. That doesn't make any sense. No, but Rava says it is a derabanan. I don't understand. It's only derabanan because it didn't need to say lo sizmor. That's correct, but that's the point. In other words, you're bothered by the following. This Brisa says, this Brisa tells me that only Avodah Shebesada v'Shekerem is prohibited, right? Because it says, Lo Sizmor, right? Not because it says, I'm sorry, this braisa doesn't say that. This braisa just says, only avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem is prohibited, and you're bothered because that means the Torah needed to tell me, lo sis more. But there, this is a derabbanan. The whole institution of avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem is a derabbanan. Why? That, I don't understand his question, unless you say his question is with an abaye. But his other problem is that our edition of the Sheildos clearly disagrees. If you look at the Sheildos in Sor Zion, the Tanu Rabbanon said chalos izva v'chama chalos izmor ein li ala zeru avizimor ham yuchadin avode shabesade. Period. He doesn't say shabakar. So he doesn't like this idea. But that's our first approach. The malacha is prohibited in the event that it is so broad that it has application in sada and kerem. Yes, Sir Sammy. When he says Shabbat, so I'm assuming Kerem equals not just grapevines, but trees as well. So just to translate for people who are watching on the Zoom, Rav Sammy makes the point that this is a really hard thing to understand in Rashi, because when you go through the actual brisa and the malachos that are listed, and you ask yourself, how many of those malachos are for Sada and Kerem within Rashi's read of those malachos? Right? Some of them are very tree-specific. There's nothing about them that is field-related at all. Enachanami. I don't have an answer. I think you're right. The second approach is that these are acts that are transformative in a durable way. And that's what makes them important, because you do them once a year and you're done. And that's what we call avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem. The dagesh is not on sada and kerem. The dagesh is on the word avodah. That's really what matters. It's only called avodah in the event that it's going to be something that you're going to do in a way that you do the malacha once, and that's it. That's the idea. It's not a malacha that has any significance otherwise. If you take a look on your sheet, I brought you the Nimuka Yosef. He expresses this view. It's not just the Nimuka Yosef, it's also the Ran, it's also Rabbeinu Yohanan. It's a popular view among the Rishonim. The in source Ches, he says, "Kol elu malachos chashuvos hein." He says these malachos matter; they are significant. Disagi lehu bepam achas bashana. I lost my place. Disagi lepam achas bashana. Dumya dizria uzemira. It's enough to do them just once a year, and you're done. It's like planting seeds. It's like pruning. Aval hashka, as opposed to watering, did sricha tadir, the part that I bolded in source Ches, you have to do that in an ongoing way. Lo mikri avodah chashuva. That's not called important. Lefichach sharia, and therefore it is entirely permitted. The Rabbanan did not prohibit this. That's the way the Nimuka Yosef, Ran, Rabbeinu Yohanan, explain which ones are in this Rabbanan. That's what's called avodah. Third view is acts that are only for farming. Acts that are only done as farming acts. And again, this is within the view this is within the word, I should say, avoda, specifically. It's about the definition of avoda. And this is the Netziv's favored view in the Hamek Sheila and Source Tess. Davka malacha shemuchedes laavodas hakarka legidulin. Specifically a malacha that you will do for that which is in the ground in order to help stuff to grow. Masha'enkin chathira shemuchedes lasada. As opposed to digging holes, you dig holes for a lot of reasons. You may dig holes for the purpose of irrigation, but I dig holes for lots of reasons. Digam b'chatzur abayis isa la'azos guma. You do that in your house too. Do not try this at home, by the way. Vizeo dikto kaloshim b'sof abraisa, dot, dot, dot. He says that's what it means. Only davashu, shouldn't be a dot, dot, dot. Only davashu avodah shebesad v'shebekerem, as opposed to davashu einu miyuchad la'avodah, as opposed to that which is not specifically for avoda purposes. And the Netziv reads that into the Yerushalmi, which I brought you in source Yud as well. And just like I said the last time we discussed this, I still don't see how the Yerushalmi says that. I'm not so clear on that as his basis. the I mean, yes, it says miuchad in shein avoda ba'aretz ubeilan, but maybe. I don't know. It feels to me like it's logical that it's saying what he says, as long as you want to read what he says. If I were reading, if I were taking Rashi and Tosfos Shita, I could just as easily make that fit. But that's the nitziv. So again, make sure that everybody online is catching this. At this point online, I've got six people who are watching me, but only two of them I can actually see their faces. So Zev, Chaim, I appreciate it. So again, our first view is that which is prohibited midrabanan according to Rava as avodah shebasadeh v'shebakarim is that which is done in fields and vineyards, whereas Nimuke Yosef says no, it's acts that are transformative in a durable way. You do them once and you're done for the season. And then the third view, acts that are only for farming, you wouldn't do them for any other purpose. Last view is the view of the Chazon Ish, and Chazon Ish says it's about acts that improve the plants themselves, as opposed to acts that are about preparing the terrain. If you take a look at Source Yud Aleph, I brought you this statement from the Chazon Ish. First he brings you Rashi and Tosfos, and then he says, V'lachara yesh lomar derotza lomar shi avoda besada o shehi avoda bekerem. V'ugiyos einon mo'ilos klum lekerem ve'eino elim mekom hechsher la'avoda. He says, when you're talking about digging those ditches that you're going to use as part of your irrigation, so that the water will pool in them, he says, that's not really work on the vineyard. That's work on the ground in order to enable there to be a vineyard there. And he goes on to say likewise in the rest of the line. He says, further, that's what the Ritva means. The Ritva writes, and I brought it for you in source Yud Beis, talking about that line in the Braisa, Mazriya Miuchedes, .. Perushi Avoda Regila Utsricha Lesados Ulahashbiach. Zriya is an Avoda, which is a regular Avoda, and we talked about regular a little bit, but it's needed for the fields in order to improve the plants themselves. It improves that which is growing in the fields. And I think that fits with the Gemara's distinction in the line after this Braisa. In the line after this Braisa, the Gemara talks about prohibiting, I didn't bring it on the sheet, the Gemara talks about prohibiting that which is done le'avruye ilana, which we're going to talk about, as I said, eventually, not this week. Prohibiting that which improves the plant. The distinction is between that which maintains the plant, that which improves the plant, but these are also actions which don't do anything to the plant directly. And indeed, when the Gemara there talks about kishkush, this problem of kishkush, so the Ritva writes in Source Yud Gimel, yesh kishkush, it's stuck in my staple here, so I can't see the rest of the word. Just pull that out. He says there are two types of kishkush, as we'll have to discuss, and the one that's prohibited is the one that improves the tree. That's the one that is problematic. So that's the idea here. The truth of the matter is that the Ritva is not perfect for me. Someone's got a note in the chat. Hang on. What about dual-purpose lines? They pass near or through the field, but then go on to or near your home, water for drinking, bathing, cooking, washing, etc. So these are good questions. Number one, I'll just mention to you, since you just joined, if you could ask questions out loud, that would do better for me, so that I don't have to worry about monitoring the chat. But in terms of the question, we have a lot more to cover before we can get to the specifics of watering. Meaning right now we're still on the theoretical stage. But the question is an interesting one for sure. So the problem that I have with this Ritva, right now the Chazon Ish thinks the Ritva is on his side. Right? Again, Avodah Shebesadeh V'Shebekarem is talking specifically about work that improves the plants themselves. However, if you take a look at the Ritva in Source Yud Daled, he asks a question. V'im Tomar, right? After the conclusion of the Gemara, that according to Rava, these are all derabanans, and the pasuk that we're invoking is just an asmachta. So he says, "V'im tomar v'halo menakesh umashke ki hadadi ninu." He says, "I don't understand. Menakesh, which we prohibited, is weeding, basically cutting the wild weeds that are growing, and we said you can't do that. Mashke, providing irrigation, we're okay with." So he says, "I don't understand. Ki adadi ninu. They're the same thing. V'hacha aser lanakesh afil midirabaran. V'hechi sharina b'masid b'masnis and hashka." He says, "I don't understand why one is aser, one is mutter." Yesh mitartzim. So he says, some explain. Debraisa bebeis haba'al mairi. He says, some explain, and I'm going to come back to that some explain view eventually, but says, some explain that this is talking about beis haba'al. I didn't want to deal with that right now. We have to come back to that. Veloni here, he rejects it anyway. And he says, v'hanachon, what's correct is, de nikush tircha rabba. He says, nikush is specifically great strain, ukehashka'a de kilon damya. And this is like watering with a kilon. Watering with a kilon is brought up separately in the Gemara. It's talking about where you get water from a cistern and have to pipe it in, and it's prohibited because, as the Gemara explains, there's great strain involved. So here the Ritva has added a criterion. No, it's Tircha is mentioned under Shvius, not the Chol HaMoed Tircha concern, the Shvius concern. He also brings it in as far as Shvius. Yeah. So the Ritva seems to be adding in another element here that it not involve great effort. And I don't know where that fits within the taxonomy of Avodah Shebesad of Sheba Kerem.
Can't be
I'm sorry, what?
Can't be
separate category of Isser? There's a separate category? No, my problem isn't the Kilon case. My problem is that he's seeing it in this Brisa, which mentioned Nikush. He's saying Nikush is Aser as Avodah Shebesad of Sheba Kerem because it has Tircha. No one told me that Avodah Shebesad of Sheba Kerem was about Tircha. That's fine, but then say so. What I'm saying is, the Chazon Ish says the Ritva's on my side. And what I'm saying is, Lav Davka. Is this a fifth view? That's what I'm asking. Right. So then it's a fifth view. Which is interesting. At least to me it's interesting anyway. So right now we have four, possibly five explanations of what constitutes Avodah Shebesad of Sheba Kerem. Right? It means you work in both. It means it's an act that's transformative in a durable way. It means that it's an act that's only done for farming purposes. It means it's an act that improves the plants themselves. And finally, you have this Ritva, who seems to say it's an act that improves the plants and also involves strain. That's what's going to cause it to be prohibited. I don't know if it's an and or an or to think about that more. Okay. So what exactly does this permit? Now that I have five different views to explain that one line in the Braisa, what is actually going to be permitted? So as the Chazon Ish reads the Rambam and the Nemuke Yosef, this is a very narrow leniency, and it applies only in a case of pseida, only in a case of loss. In other words, it's not true that if it's not Avodah Shebesad of Sheba Kerem, it's permitted, or to say that without a double negative. We will permit Avodah Shebesad of Sheba Kerem, or we will permit non-Avodah Shebesad of Sheba Kerem only to prevent loss, but not generically. That's the idea. And this is based on the Chazon Ish's read of the Rambam. Take a look, please, at source Tes Vav, where we're going to start on the Rambam, and then we're going to have to continue with him in source Yud Ches. But first things first. Mashkin beis hashlachin bishvius. The Rambam writes, you are allowed to irrigate this Beis HaShlachim, the field that relies on irrigation, in Shemitah. V'yisdei Azriya Shetzmeya B'yoser, it is a field that you plant seeds in that is very thirsty, like the Gemara explained the word Shlachin, Shlachin, Shilhi, and so on, fine. As well as if you have a field of trees and they are distant from each other, they are not planted very compactly, more than 10 in a beit sa'ah. So Moshkin is Ilan. You're allowed to draw the water from tree to tree of Aloyashku as Kalasada, but you're not allowed to water the entire thing. And if they're close to each other, so the density is 10 in a beit sa'ah, then Mashin Kalasada Bishvilan. Then you can do the entire field for them. V'chein afar halavan, and so to afar halavan. Afar halavan here is a side note. The marbitz and oso b'mayim b'shvias b'shvil heilano shalayu pastu. The Chazon Ish's view, the Chazon Ish, the Rambam's view of afar halavan is that it's the space between the trees that are planted sparsely. That's the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah in Shvias. Take a look at source Yedzayin. The Mishnah in Shviyah says, Umar Bitzin Ba'afar Lavan, and the Rambam says, that means the Makum She'ilanov Muchakin. It's a place where the trees are sparse. As opposed to the Bartzenura, who says what pretty much everybody else says, which is, no, Afar Lavan is Stei HaLavan. It's a field that you planted with grain. Do you do this in Yerushalmi? You saw this? Yeah. So that's the Afar Lavan business here. The other note that I'll just mention as a side note is the Chazon Ish in Source Tezayin, where he says, "V'din beis hashlachin nira de mishtana lefi min haznizra ulefi zmano b'tkufos hashana." He says, "Beis hashlachin is not a constant identity of a field. This is a field that needs irrigation, no matter the circumstances, no matter the season. Rather, it's dependent on what you planted there, because that determines what its water needs are." And it depends on the season. And you want to know what a Beis HaShlachin is. If you stopped watering it, would it die? That's a Beis HaShlachin. That's the definition. Today it's a Beis HaShlachin, next week it's not. So says the Chazon Ish. Okay. So, aside from the translation notes on Afar Lavan and the definition of Beis HaShlachin, what the Rambam has told us here is, I am allowed to water a Beis HaShlachin, which I knew from the first Mishnah in Moikat, and that's not a shock. But then he continues in Soros Yudches, right? Everyone online, we're good? Okay? So in Soros Yudches he continues, Va'osin ugiyos lagfanim. You can make the ugiyot, which we mentioned also in that Brisa and Morikata, on some kind of irrigation pool. Va'osin as amas hamayim, as well as to make the irrigation channel. And you can fill the nekayim with water, all good. And then you get to halacha yud. Halacha yud. Umibnei mahi tiru kol ela. Why did they permit all of this? She'em lo yashke, because if you don't irrigate it, te'ase ha'aretz melecha v'yamus kol eitz shabbat. The land will become literally salted. It dries out. You don't have the irrigation that you need, and all the trees will die. V'ho'ol v'yisra advarim ha'ilu k'yotze b'hem b'divrayhem, and since we're following Rava, and all of these things are derabanans, lo gazru al elu she'ein osim in atara la'osin shnei avos u'she'tol l'shem k'mo sh'b'yarno. They didn't make the derabanan on these things. These are not within the Doraisa. So he says, that's our concern. By the way, of course, he's bringing you a pasuk from Yirmiyahu Perek Yedzayin when he says, Te'asa ha'aretz melecha. That's not the Rambam's own turn of phrase. But this is problematic, as the Chazon Ish points out, because I don't understand where the Rambam stopped following Rava and started following Abaye. Meaning, Abaye said that watering is biblically prohibited, but it's mutter when Shemitah is derabanan because of Pseida. Right? That was Abaye's position. Abaye said these things are de'oraisa, but Shemitah bizman is derabanan like Rebbe, and therefore, in a case of loss, I'm willing to allow it. The Rambam explicitly disagreed with Abaye by saying all these things are derabanan. Right? We're good? The Rambam does not like Abaye? However, if the Rambam is following Rava, then watering is okay even if it's not Pseida. It's not Avodah Shebesadeh V'Shebekarem. So I don't understand. That's the question the Chazon Ish asks in Source Chaf. V'tema, he says, I'm shocked. Dahalova Brisa Moikatan Gimel Amad Aleph Ikare Alachas Ketani Ma Asur Ma Mutter. He says, in that Brisa we said, what are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Well, reverse that, fine. Avo b'makom pseida halo sharina and told us asuros inkein asias ugios unikarem mayim mutter she'ena avoda shebesada v'shebekarem. He says the watering is okay because it's not avoda of fields and vineyards. V'lo mishum pseida, jumping to my second bold. He says it's not about pseida. So he first offers you one answer that he doesn't really like. His heart is not in it. He says. After the Tama Rambam Koya Resha to Mutter Lahashkos. He says maybe the Rambam was referring you back to what he had said in the beginning in Halacha Ches, what we read in Source Tes Vav about the Mashkin Beis Hashlach, and he wasn't referring to the watering that he's talking about with the Nikoim and the Ugios, two different kinds of watering. Right? Maybe that's what the Rambam is doing. But he says, well, he does a Dvarim L'Mashmakin. That's not what the Rambam sounds like. So he then offers you a deeper insight that he attributes to the Nemuke Yosef in the beginning of Moikatan. And here's what the Rambam is saying, and I'm going to explain it outside first and then show it in the Chazon Ish, because I think that the way that I'll say it outside will be more clear than from reading it in the Chazon Ish. There are three. Rabbi Yaris didn't like that comment. Turned off his screen. There are three different types of malacha in our Gemara. Number one, there is Abaye's read of toldos, which is that toldos are de'oraisa, and therefore they are permitted only if Shemitah is de'rabanan and there is pseida. You need both criteria. That's number one. Number two, there is the straight read of Rava, which says, toldos are asmachta derabanan, and are not mutter, even for pseida. They're not mutter. However, malachos, which are not avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem, are not toldos, and therefore they're mutter. That was a straight read of Rava. Right? That's what I assumed until I read this Chazon Ish. The Gemara is saying, the Brisa is saying, acts that are not avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem are fine. Go out and do them. Have fun. And then there's the third, which is toldos al pi Rava as interpreted by the Nemuke Yosef, saying that they are not, they're toldos are an asmachta de Rabbana, number one, and they're not permitted even in a case of pseida. And malachos, which are not avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem, are not toldos, and yet they are allowed only in a case of pseida. You follow? This is his chiddush. He says the non-avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem is still prohibited. It's only mutter in a case of pseida. And what he says is that the Rambam agrees with the Nemuke Yosef in part and disagrees in part. The Rambam agrees with the Nemuke Yosef that avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem, or I should say that non-avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem, that's a mistake in my notes, is only allowed in a case of pseida. He agrees with that point. And that's why in Halacha Yud, he brings you into the Pseida discussion. Right? If you don't do this, Te'asa Ha'aretz Malecha, the land's going to be ruined. Why does the Rambam care? Because he says that's what makes it mutter. It wouldn't be mutter otherwise, says the Rambam. However, what the Rambam is going to disagree with the Nemuke Yosef is to say that in a case of Pseida, not only am I going to permit this, I'm also going to permit the toldos we mentioned above. The ones that are avodah shebesadeh v'shebekarem. Now, I have a big, big problem with this Rambam. What's the problem then? What do you mean? Yeah! Well, that's one problem. That's not the problem I was about to mention. The problem that I have with this, but I understand your problem, it's not the way I would have read the Gemara either, But the problem that you have to ask here is, then what's the difference between Avodah Shabbos Adah V'Shabbakarim and not Avodah Shabbos Adah V'Shabbakarim? Alpi the Rambam, they're all the same. They're mutter if there's pseida, they're not mutter if there's no pseida. Unless you're going to tell me degrees of pseida. You follow? Take a look at the Chazon Ish. Don't take my word for it. Maybe you'll read the Chazon Ish and come up with a different conclusion about what he's saying. Take a look in Chaf Aleph. Kasav ani muke Yosef. Delafichach mashkin beis hashlachin b'shviyas. This is why we irrigate beis hashlachin in Shemitah. De hashka lo havi dumya dezriya v'zimur. Because it's not like seeding, right? As we talked about, it's not like pruning. Dein pamachas b'shana, because they're just a once a year gig. V'hayu avodos chashuvos, they're important. Those are called avodos shebesadah v'shebekarem. Aval hashka, but irrigation. She tadir, that's ongoing. Lav avodahi v'sharia, that's not avoda. And therefore it's permitted. Venira delamanda amar toldos de oraisa, gam hashka de oraisa. If you take Abaye's view, that toldos are biblical, so hashka also is biblical. He's only going to go for it today when it's a derabbanah. Today? Within the view that it's a derabbanah, so we'll permit it because of pseida. Venira dani muki yosif mefaresh. Dechol hani da'as mechuhu akra lo sharin in b'makom pseida. He says the Chazon Ish says, the view of the Nimuke Yosef is that all those that are in the Asmachta, that are called Avodah Shebesadah V'Shebekarem, will not be mutter in a case of Pseida. This case of filling the cracks with water, that is watering. But it's not called Avodah Shebesadah V'Shebekarem because it's something that you do in an ongoing way. It's not the once a year gig. And yet it's usur if it's not a case of pseida. And he says, I'm happy now. I took care of the Rambam. I didn't show you here yet where he says that the Rambam disagrees regarding the non-avodah shebesadah v'shebekarem. Right now all I brought you is his explanation of the Nimuke Yosef. But that I'm going to come back to momentarily. We're getting there. But do you follow what he said about the Nimuke Yosef, what he said about the text in the Rambam now? The Rambam mentions to me, this part is not hard, this is not complicated, we can do this. What the Rambam is trying to tell us is that which we are going to permit, because it's not Avodah Shebesadah V'Shebekarem, is only allowed because if you don't do it, the land is going to be wrecked. That's his idea. And if land wouldn't be wrecked, you couldn't do it. Okay. So let's talk about permitting these derabbanans in a case of pseida and what this is all about. The Rambam's language in Halacha Yud, right, that we brought in Source Yud Ches, the Rambam's language there was, Zahav, do you have the source sheet? You. The Rambam's language in Halacha Yud was not limited to the case of watering. He seems to apply it to all the Rabbanans. Zahav says, no, I do not have the source sheet. Okay. So you know what? Do me a favor, email me, and I will include you in the future on the emails that you can get it, or you can just send me your email address in the chat, whichever way you like. I'm going to see if I can upload it for you while talking. Or you know what? Yeah. You know, yeah, Natal, if you can join the Zoom, or you know what? Ruchaim's on. Ruchaim, do me a favor, please, and just upload the story sheet to the chat. So this way, Zahav will have it too. Thank you. Okay, but yeah, for the future, just email me, and I'll be glad to add you to the email list. Okay, so the Rambam's language in Halacha Yud was not limited to the Malachas Hamutaros, and in fact seems to apply to all the Rabbanans. The Rash Mishantz, seems to think so. If you take a look at Source Chaf Beis, Mishnah from the second parak in Shavuos. Mizablin u'ma'adrin b'mikshos u'midlos ad Rosh Hashanah. You fertilize, you hoe in the mikshos and the midlos, the gourd plants, until Rosh Hashanah. And on that, the Rosh Mishants in Source Chav Gimel, is that what I wanted there? In Source Chav Gimel, says, all the malachas that we permit prior to the start of the Shemitah year, even though some of them are not for the sake of sixth year items, nonetheless, they're still allowed in that period before the Shemitah year proper starts, And even in Shemitah itself, in a case of Pseda, he says, you'll be allowed to do it. The Mishmeres HaShviyas is bothered by this because of comments that the Rosh makes on Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalid regarding Zihum. The Rosh there in Source Chav Dalid, says that, Reb Chaim, did you upload it to the chat? The statements that the Rosh makes in Source Chav Dalid that I brought you there, when he deals with the problem of Zihum, which we're going to have to talk about next week or the week after, one way or the other, the Rosh makes a comment there that where it's La'avruye, it's prohibited during Shemitah, even though it's a Derabana. So the Mishmeres HaShviyas is really bothered by that. I think you could actually resolve that and say that he's talking there about La'avruye and therefore there's no Pseda. But let me leave that because it's just going to confuse things. The bottom line is that the Rambam's language, when the Rambam says the reason why we permit things is because otherwise the land will be ruined, he didn't write as though he was only referring to non-avodah shebesad v'shebekarem. He writes as though he's referring to all the derabanans. Right? If you go back and look at the Rambam's language again, that's really the key. The Mayitiru call Ela, why do they permit all of these things? And he said, because otherwise the land's going to be ruined. And then he said, Umakom Pseida Sharu Rabbanan, Ela Shvi, sorry, I jumped to the wrong line. The Hol the Isser Dvarim Ha'elu Kayote Bahem Midivrahem, since the Isser on this is fundamentally rabbinic. It's not about the ones that aren't Avodah Shebesad V'Shebekarim. It's about all the Derabanans in the set. And so writes the Chazon Ish. If you take a look at the Chazon Ish in Source Chavei, he says, V'hine, Hanimuka Yosef, Gamkin Kasav, the Davka Hashka'a Sharia, Deina Malacha Chashuva. He says, V'nimuka Yosef said, it's only the watering that's not Avodah Shebesad V'Shebekarim. Therefore, it'll be allowed in a case of Pseda. Avo, midivrei haramba mashma, dezeshe yitarnu hashka, hu mishum pseida, ubishar malachos ein pseida, vahu ke rabbeinu shalom noda lanu shemo shevi aritva. He says no. He says from the Rambam it's indicated that when we permit hashka, it's because of pseida, because of loss. And when we say we're not permitting the other malachos that are there in the brisa, that's because those don't involve loss if you don't do them. And that's like the view, Shalo noda lanu shemo shevi aritva. That's like the view that we haven't seen yet that the ritva is going to bring. I'm not there yet. It's the ritva that I am, because we did it before, regarding Nikush. Remember I told you when we said the ritva asks, why is Nikush different from Hashka'ah? Why was Nikush prohibited in the Brisa? And Hashka'ah was permitted in the Brisa. Go back to that Ritva. It was Source Yadalit. The Ritva asked the question of why Nikush was out and Hashka'ah was in. He says they're the same thing. And he says, Yesh Mitartzim, that's who the Chazon Ish is referring to. Yesh Mitartzim, de Brisa the Beis HaBa'al Mayri. Some say the Brisa is talking about a Beis HaBa'al. And what he means by Beis HaBa'al, the Chazon Ish writes elsewhere, means anything that's not a Beis HaShlachin. So it doesn't really need it. Therefore, there's no heter for you to do Nikush. But if there was a Pseda situation, then you could do Nikush. Do you follow what he's saying? The view of the Chazon Ish, explaining the language of the Rambam, is that that the whole Braisa is talking about things that are prohibited because of lack of necessity. But if there's necessity, we'll permit the whole thing. So then why did you bother to distinguish Avodah Shabbos Adah V'Shabbat Karim from Hashka'ah? Because those other malachos are normally not necessary. Hashka'ah frequently is necessary. That's the way the Chazon Ish is explaining it. And then he brings you the Rosh that he believes supports him. Do you follow? Hang on, I've got Jeffrey also and Rav Sammy. Jeffrey, what were you going to say?
Are we talking about necessity only in the context of Hafsid or beyond Hafsid?
So we have to talk about that. We're not there yet. That's where I want to go eventually with this, is the question of can you define Pseda? In theory, it's part of today's shiur, but in practice, it's going to be next week's shiur. We have to talk about it's a total loss, not total loss, loss of fruit versus loss of the tree. You know, there's a lot that's going to have to go into that. Rav Sammy, what was your question? Right. I mean, that's essentially what the Rambam has done. That's correct. Sammy says, the Rambam is essentially avoiding or ignoring the whole Avodah Shabbos Adah V'Shabbat Karim distinction. He's simply saying, it's all about Pseida, and the only purpose of this Braisa is to tell me some malachos are by default non-Pseida, and some malachos by default are Pseida. Yeah, but at least he's reading it into the wording in the Braisa. In other words, the Rambam is not redefining Avodah Shabbos Adah V'Shabbat Karim in order to say this. And the Mukhei Yosef is saying that's what Avodah Shabbos Adah V'Shabbat Karim means. I think this is wild. That's the way that the Chazon Ish reads this in what I just presented to you in source Chav Hey, and it's also what the Chazon Ish says in source Chav Vav. He says, "B'simen yirches tivkad and dalid kastavnim b'lashon haRambam perak al balacha yud delo amru chachamim bekol el demavakum pseida sharina malachas shvius bizman azel b'toldos elamanu chachamim mashi tiru behim adron akol misarabim." It's the side point which I'm going to have to come back to about Rabin versus Yachid. That's something that we're going to get to next week. But the point that I wanted to make is really the first part, where, again, Pseida is going to be required. I should have left that Chazon Ish out, because we don't really need him until next week. All right. In any case, the Chazon Ish acknowledges that the Ritva is not going to like his view of the Rambam. The Ritva is not going to be on the same page as what he is saying that the Rambam says. That Ritva that we read before, right, the Ritva that we read in Source Yadalid, who had this question about why we're allowing irrigation, but we're not allowing Nikush, right, first brought that view that says that some will say that the Nikush is talking about in a Beis Habal where it's not, there is no Pseida, but the Ritva didn't like that view. The Ritva brought the second answer there, which is that Nikush involves a lot of strain, like the Kilon case that was explained on Dalet Aban Aleph to be about Tircha. And we don't permit where there's a lot of Tircha involved. But the Chazon Ish says, okay, the Ritva doesn't like it. I have news for you. There are others who paskin against the Ritva in that Gemara, and who accept Kilon in Shemitah. In fact, the Rambam doesn't mention any Isser of Kilon at all. So the Rambam is against the Ritva. Okay, that's not the first time this has happened. The Chazon Ish is very comfortable with that, and therefore the Chazon Ish says, I'm fine following the Rambam. The Ritva doesn't like it, the Ritva doesn't like it. Take a look at Source Chav Zayin. Chazon Ish says, V'keven shu bizman hazeh, trade the Rabbanon. I think I had a bit of bizman hazeh, but it may not have. It might be in the original. Since it's trade the Rabbanon, nira dinaktina lahakil beplugta derabvasa. Since today the whole thing is a derabbanon. And you're talking about malachas that weren't de'oraisa even when Shemitah is de'oraisa. So therefore, I'm gonna follow the Makil view, and I'm gonna allow all of these things in a case of Pseida. Clear?
Almost.
Yeah. So here's a question. Why is it that Pseida permits this? Why does Pseida work? So, you could answer, because say that works everywhere. We have kulos because of hefsed meruba, right? We have a whole body of halacha. I gave in internal shiur, I don't know how many years ago this was, like 5 or 6 years ago, a whole series of shiurim on hefsed meruba. If you want, you can find them on YUTORA. I hope they were somewhat clear. I brought you two sources from that on the sheet. One, the classic Mishnah in Nigaim, right, which talks about clearing out the house of the mitzora, or the not yet mitzora, before the Kohen is going to declare it to be a mitzora, so that stuff doesn't go bad. And the Mishnah says, what stuff is it that you're worried about? Look at the Mishnah. V'tzivah kohen ufinu es habayis. The Kohen first tells them, clean out the house. V'afilu chavilei etzim, afilu chavilei kanim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, even bundles of wood, even reeds. Rabbi Shimon omer, esek hu lepinoi. Rabbi Shimon says, you needed a pasuk to tell me that. Rather, Amar Rabbi Meir, v'chi mamet tameilo. Rabbi Meir says, look, he says, what's going to become tameir? If you're talking about kelim made of wood, if you're talking about his clothing, you're talking about metal things, so take him to mikvah. Matbilan v'hein taharin. Just dip him in the mikvah. You're fine. Amachas ha-tara. What was the Torah worried about here? Al klei cherso, on his pottery. Al pacho, on his jug. Al tapav, which I noted in the brackets, is a clay vessel that only produces water in drops, or liquid in drops. He says, "In kachas ha-tara mamono abazui." The Torah is giving you this instruction about this lowly stuff, the little clay jugs, pachim kitanim, as we say. The kavachomer amono achaviv. How much more so for that which is important, which is valuable? And im kachal mamono kavachomer al nefesh banav ubnosav. Im kachal shal rasha kavachomer al shal tzadik. Right? You're worried about this? Yeah, worry about a person's children. Worry about the tzaddik. Even for this person, and even for this person's minor property, where we are concerned. That's one source for why we're makbid on hefsed. Another source is the Gemara in Menachos in Source Chavtas, which talks about the fact that when it comes to getting the flour for a mincha, we're allowed to do it in a less expensive way, because hatara chasa al mamonim shal Yisrael. Hashem cares about our property. Granted that there are many mitzvos that seem to be very expensive, including the mitzvos that really should not have been, right? Like sukkah and shmura matzah. By definition, they're not supposed to be expensive, but they become that way. Nonetheless, Atar Chasam Amon Mishra Yisrael is a principle in the Gemara. How do I know that? Because when the Jewish people ask for water, Hashem says, I'm going to give water, v'hishkisayis ha'idaves bi'iram, provide water for the nation and for their animals. Hashem wants to make sure the animals will have as well, which he takes as being about property as opposed to Tzar Balei Chayim, but that's a side note. In any case, the point is that you have many sources you can bring, and there are distinctions between the Mishnah and Nigaim and the Gemara and Menachos. If you go back to those Hefsin Ruba Shiurim, there are distinctions between the two of them. But you could just say, Satoto here, we're worried about Pseida. But the Beis Halevi says that's not what the concern here is. There's a unique element for Shemitah, and that's what I brought you in Source Lamed. He says, V'lo itiru lahashkos rak beis hashlachin, mishum shan lo yashkua tiskal kikol asada. They only permit irrigating this field that needs the water, because otherwise it'll be ruined. And he gives you the quote from the Rambam, after the quote from the Rambam, end of the second line. They didn't permit him to water in order to avoid not profiting. To enable profit? That's not what we're going to allow watering for. And he goes on to explain that's why we distinguish in Beis HaShlachan and other things. And then he says in the second paragraph, he says, the only time we permit a halacha, we say that which should be prohibited, we're going to allow because of hefsed, is where the hefsed comes from an external factor, not from observance of the mitzvah. Uchmo beis hashlachin dehasada tiskalkil v'kakula shasada lo nitztavino alaveino me'etzem ha-mitzvah. He says, let me explain more broadly by giving you an analogy to Hilchos Shabbos. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we say that there's an Isser Derabbanan against taking medication on Shabbos because Gzeir Mishum Shchikas Samamanim. We're concerned that you might come to grind things up. However, we're matir in cases of need and so on. So someone will ask, why is it that this is usur? Why don't we say there's tsar when you don't take medication? Anything, even a mild headache, that's tsar. Why don't I permit you to take medication for a light headache? Answer, because then you don't have the gezeirah in the first place. Right? Then the gezeirah is meaningless. Right? Why don't I say that on a fast day, you should say that if someone is hungry, they get to eat. They're experiencing tsar. No, because that's by definition of fast days. Right? This is not my chiddush. Tosu says this. Sorry? War and Sakaras Defashos. Right, the Minchas Chinuch's discussion about why you're allowed to go to war, isn't that putting people's lives on the line? The answer is yes, but from the fact that the Torah says, go to war, okay, I guess that's part of it, but that's built in. So to hear the Beis Halevi says, if the mitzvah is going to lead to a loss, but it's a loss that comes from observance of the mitzvah, then Pseida is not a valid argument. You follow? Pseida is not a valid argument to make. That's what God told you to do. However, the mitzvah of Shemitah is not destroy your fields. That's not part of the mitzvah. That's why Pseida is okay during Shemitah. He says, "Kumo beis hashlachim d'asada teskalkil v'kelkula shel hasada lo nitzavino aleha ve'enu me'etzam ha-mitzvah." That's not what you're instructed to do. So in other words, the heter pseida, the reason why we're allowed to do this, is not because of normal pseida rules, you're being pushed too far. It's because that's not what Shemitah's about. Shemitah's not meant to destroy that. I thought that was a really interesting point.
Couldn't we even say it's stronger because we went back to the reasons for the people in the first place, so that the land rests, the idea behind that is so it gets better?
Right, all the different explanations that we gave, yeah.
So, the purpose, part of the reason of the mitzvah is to help the land.
Oh, so you're saying...
That's even stronger.
Right, Jeffrey comments...
Part of the exhibits when it goes against the purpose of the mitzvah.
Right. Right. So Jeffrey acknowledges that, points out that one of the reasons for Shemitah that we gave was the land improvement. If you take that tack, clearly then having it be destroyed by non-irrigation is bad. Now, this is only going to work within the fields, within the view that says that my concern is destruction of the field. What about destruction of the produce? That's, you know, we talked about that a little bit in Notes of Beis Din, and it's going to come back to haunt us next week. But I still have 3 minutes, so I want to make sure to get in one more point before we get into discussing defining Pseida, which will be next week's beginning, I guess. And that is, you have to remember, acting to prevent Pseida is Dechuya, not Hutra. You can only act to prevent loss in the most minimal way. And the Chazon Ish makes this point by contrasting Shemitah and Chol HaMoed. If you take a look at source Lamed Aleph, he says, "Ein heter b'makom pseida b'shviyas kibo b'moed." It's not the same as in Chol HaMoed. "B'moed lo nasar b'makom pseida." On Moed we say, if it's a case of loss, it's not prohibited at all. "Avol shviyas isura af makom pseida ela b'makom shi efshir lamod hitiru." In Shemitah, it's also, it's just that we're going to permit it in a case of loss. In other words, it is dechuya. And therefore, he writes, if you take a look at source Lamed Beis, "Sarach lishkol kol avoda va'avoda." You have to weigh each act. "Im yesh bazech shashem ayamos ha'etz." If there is a concern that the tree might die or not. "V'chol she'eno ela harvacha." If it's only about improving something, gaining something, then it's aser. "V'im efshir listabi b'pam achas aser laso shtei pe'amim." If you can't, if you could suffice by doing it once, don't do it twice. "V'chein chayavin lezabel onakesh kodem Rosh Hashanah tavshin yud beis." That's the year he's talking about. And he says, you have to fertilize and you have to get rid of the wild grasses and weeds before Rosh Hashanah. "Shelo yistarch lezabel onakesh b'shviyas." So that they don't have to do it during Shemitah. "V'avim lo yaspik l'chol Hashanah komai defshir l'ma'ute chav l'mait." Even though you're going to need to do it again, but reduced to the extent you can. "V'chein mash efshir la'acher ad acher Rosh Hashanah tavshin yud gimel chayv la'acher." And if you can delay something till after, postpone it till after, then do that. V'asur b'shviyas. That's the point that the Chazon Ish makes. However, despite that note of stringency, he does say in source Lamed Gimel, V'safeg sheye aved havi kedaber ha'avod vaday. If you're not sure, then we treat it like a case of pseida. Kevin deshaktu lachos amamonim shal Yisrael, since they were careful, borrowing the Ksuba's language, worried about making sure that people's property would be protected. He says, after all, the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda applies to returning things that are sitting out in the open. Maybe they'd be destroyed, maybe they wouldn't be destroyed. You have to be careful and worry about their property. So that's the same thing he says applies here. So what we've accomplished today in the hour is, number one, we have a better understanding of Avodah Shabbos Aveda Shabbat Karem in terms of the four or possibly five different explanations. I'm not going to rehash all of them. But we said that it only applies in a case of hefsed, according to the Rambam and according to the Mugei Yosef. However, the Rambam is expansive and says the whole brisa is mutter. In a case of hefsed, it's just that the brisa was giving me what the default is and what the non-default, what the default is for each one. And finally, we said that that pseida is permitted because it's not built into Shemitah at all, according to the Beis Halevi. But it's dechuya. You have to only do it when necessary, erring on the side of caution in the case of safek. Thank you so much. That was fun. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. Chazara is important, but it's good to do new things. Have a good Shabbos.